I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, something cool from last year, and I'll tell you about it. But first, as this is our last show of 2012, it seems fitting to mention that Only a Game turns 20 years old in July. Not coincidentally, it was 19 years ago this week that OAG listeners were first introduced to Charles P. Pierce, Esquire.
Hot pants! Oh! Take it to the bridge.
And I will, Charlie. From his very first appearance on this program on January the 1st, 1994, Mr. Pierce showed a deep understanding of all sports and an almost prophetic vision of the future. Take this clip from his very first show, Charlie's take on one of America's most beloved sports venues, Fenway Park.
Sooner or later, the team is going to be so bad that people are going to realize what an antiquated wreck Fenway Park is. If you lose the guys who were bringing Aunt Martha in from Iowa to take her to a game at Fenway, now you're talking about 10,000 and 12,000 people at baseball games.
Two World Series championships and a renovated cathedral later, the Red Sox have been enjoying a league record sellout streak with average attendance topping 37,000 per game. Over the years, Charlie and I have started a few traditions of our own, like this one, which as far as we can tell was first uttered by Mr. Pierce on January 28th, 1995.
I think the Super Bowl is good.
Well said, which is more than can be said for Charlie's more visual annual joke, which comes to your radio every year in the late fall. All right, you ready to strike the pose?
Oh, already? Hang on.
It's Heisman time.
There it is.
There it is.
Or if you're standing in a mirror.
And, of course, there's this answer nearly every time I ask a question about a new world record for something like the most Smurfs ever assembled in the same place or the world's biggest Frito pie.
Sports!
Over the years, Charlie and I have shared more than a few laughs over NBA star Shaquille O'Neal's side career in law enforcement.
I don't think I'd like to be collared, but I think if I was the distance from him of, say, the free throw line, I might feel fairly safe in this game.
And there have been stories we've loved to revisit time and again, like that of Zippy Chippy, a racehorse who lost his 87th consecutive race back in 2000.
This must have been the National Taxidermy Stakes, because Zippy Chippy, who is 0-86, only went off at 6-1.
I love that. I think there's an emotional
connection. What three-legged plow horses was he running against?
For the record, Zippy Chippy retired at 100 losses and no wins. At last check, the 21-year-old was enjoying his twilight years at Old Friends, a Kentucky farm for retired thoroughbreds. That's just one of the many updates we plan to bring you in this, our 20th year on the air. Not all of Charlie's answers are meant to produce laughs, of course, which is part of why we keep him around. Sometimes my job is just to step out of the way and let Charlie do what Charlie does best, such as when he cut through all the static surrounding the Penn State scandal to remind us that it was about abused children, not the legacy of a coach, or when he opined on the fall of Tiger Woods in early December 2009.
This was something that his handlers were very nervous about almost from the time when I started following him around back 12 years ago now. And now it's hit the fan. And the more impenetrable you make the cocoon, the more fragile you make it and more vulnerable it is to stuff that exists outside your control. And boy, does this exist outside of his control now.
And Charlie's comments during the 2005 NHL lockout that cost the league a full season seem just as applicable today as they did then.
I feel really bad about this because I feel really bad for all the people to whom hockey really matters, because of all the sports fans in America, hockey matters more to the people who really care about hockey than any other sport matters to the people who really care about it.
Due to the magic of radio, you probably don't realize that my conversations with Charlie don't always go smoothly. At least, I hope you don't.
Hi, Bill.
It is July.
Can I say hi again?
Yes,
because
by all means. Hello, Charlie.
No, one more time.
Nor does he always enjoy pronouncing the foreign names our producers throw at him.
Ask me the question again,
okay.
Because I'm hopelessly lost in the Hainan in the Sunkajärvis. Sunkajärvi!
And from time to time, Charlie might forget to turn his cell phone off.
Stop.
Oops. And meanwhile, at Suffolk Downs, the horses are on the track.
Hello. We got something great for the 20th anniversary blooper tape now.
After 20 years, I'm happy to report that Charlie and I still have a good time talking about the week's sports news, though sometimes we do bicker like that old couple that's been together too long.
And then the wedding band struck up. Feelings. Ah!
And so until the next time, thanks, Charlie.
Hot girl, girl action.
If you have a favorite Charlie moment, a least favorite Charlie moment, or anything Charlie-ish to say, like sports, the Super Bowl is good, or anything else that's on your mind, please visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/onlyagameradio, and tell us about it. That's facebook.com/onlyagameradio. Friends and family members of Charlie Pierce, including Charlie Pierce, are ineligible.